Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Hello and good morning and welcome to Conversations with Spirit 2 on Max Spirit FM. I am your host Matthew James. I'm a medium and clairvoyant. To find out more about myself, why don't you just hop over to www.matthewjamesmedium.com and you'll be able to find out about my distance readings, my Skype readings, my phone readings, video readings, absent readings. All the information is actually over on my website. Now, I'm glad I've got that little bit over with my dulcet tones about my own website. Today's show, it's 6:05 here in Canberra in the morning. I know for many of you who are listening, it'll be afternoon for you in America. The sun will be shining for you. It could be a real cheery, bright day. For me, it's still a little bit dark. It's still the early morning. For one of my guests, it's the morning time over in Auckland. And for my other guest, it will be the night time in the UK. Now, we have three POMs on this evening. We have one, like I say, from Canberra, which is myself. I've got one in Auckland, and I've got one over in Manchester in the UK. And we're all going to be offering free live readings on the show today. I've got a number of callers who are already in the switchboard. And if anybody does want to actually call in, the guest call in is area code 760. The number is 283-4611, or you can actually Skype in. Now, I'm going to introduce my first guest. He is no stranger to this radio show. I've had this guy on quite a number of times. He's popular on the switchboard. He offers fantastic readings. His name is Chris Aldous, and he is from Manchester. My other guest is Sharon Tunbridge, Polly, who is a regular on this show and also on the other show, on the Conversations with Spirit 2 show, which goes out on the Wednesday evening here in Canberra. Now, Chris, are you there, please?
I am indeed.
How are you, Chris? How are you doing?
What am I doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Things are picking up. I've been doing more services and demonstrations around the northwest and that.
Fantastic.
Getting more readings in. It's all go, go, go.
Awesome. What's your website, mate? So everybody can have a good look at you. Can all find out what Chris does.
Right, well, the easiest way is just Google my name, Chris Aldous.
Now, you better spell your second name to everybody, because I know when you first came on the show, I pronounced it completely wrong, and we had a little joke about that, but you better just spell your name for everybody.
Yeah, if you Google Medium, Chris Aldous, Aldous, you should find me. I'm on Facebook. I have got a website where I've got lots of me paintings that I've done on display.
Of course, because I know you've got that on Facebook as well. And we had conversations in the past about your illustrations and your drawings and paintings, which are absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you remember, I mean, this is probably going back a couple of years now, when we first contacted on Facebook. I mean, I know we were sort of trading pictures, weren't we?
Yeah, that's going back that now.
It certainly is. And my second guest, I believe, is in the studio now. Sharon, are you there?
I am. Good morning. Good morning, Matthew. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hiya, Sharon. So, you've just got up, Sharon, I believe.
thanks for sharing that.
Well, I'm being
yes,
honest.
Yes, I did, actually. We had a massive thunderstorm last night. That's my excuse. Kept me up all night. And it's now 8 minutes past 8 on a very wet, dull, grey Tuesday morning in Auckland.
We've got, it's not even light here in Canberra yet. It's completely dark, so we're a couple of hours behind you. It's this time zone thing. Now, for all the listeners, Sharon comes on the show regularly with me on the Wednesday evening, the Conversations with Spirit 2 show, but she's also been making some appearances on this particular show. And we've got, just for Sharon's benefit, we've got oodles of callers today. So there's three of us. There's plenty of callers. So we're going to be doing the usual on-air live readings in the show. So we're going to be busy guys today, I believe.
Excellent. It's been a busy couple of weeks, actually. It seems to be plenty of people out there interested.
Well, that's right. That's right. So, Chris, you've got yourself
I have.
And I know we had a little conversation just before the show started in what I call the green room. We were obviously discussing about platform work just briefly, and I'm a little bit tongue-tied. I've just suddenly forgotten what I was talking about, which Sharon will admit I do a lot, don't I, Sharon?
Come on, darling, get teeth in.
Yeah, what brain is that? I've put my, just to explain to all the listeners, when I actually work, I have a copper bracelet that I put on my wrist, which is almost like an indication to the spirit world, hey, now I've got this on, guys, you can talk to me. And as soon as I put that on this morning, I've gone completely brain dead, which means I know that I'm being communicated with. And it doesn't always work being a host and being a medium as well, because with a host, you need to be quick thinking and you need to have plenty of things in your head. And when I'm on observation mode, as I call it, which is mindfulness, I am not very quick thinking at times. So my apologies to anyone who thinks that, hey, that Matthew James is a little bit long. It's because I'm being contacted with by obviously relations of everybody who's waiting in line. So
and to be fair, Matt, you know, men aren't known for their multitasking skills, are they?
Okay, I'll give you that one, Sharon.
So you've got a whole bunch of spirits yapping away to you. It's hard to talk as well. I do understand.
Yeah, and for anyone who is a budding medium or clairvoyant who is listening to us, it's not the easiest art in the world at times, slipping from this world into that world, or even existing in two places at the same time. And with Chris, we both do stand-up shows, what you guys call in the States, I believe, gallery readings, where we stand in front of an audience and we get the loved ones standing next to us, communicating with us and passing the information on to you. We both do that line of work. And Chris, you've been doing obviously a lot recently with all these new churches that you can now go to. What way do you actually work? How do you communicate? What's your specialist tool?
I don't really know. I think, I use a bit of everything. And I think it's very, very hard to actually explain how it actually works, because it works subtly differently with everybody. Sometimes I'll see somebody, other times I'll just have thoughts put in my mind, and other times I'll hear them as if they stood next to me. It just varies. It also depends on the energy in the where you're working. Because sometimes people are sending thoughts out and asking for the loved ones to come through. It makes it easier to communicate. When people are sat there, all in the crowd, cross-legged, crossed arms, thinking, we're going to make this person work, it just makes it harder.
That's right. I've been there so many times where you're in front of an audience and the audience is looking at you with bated breath, and even the spooks aren't talking to you, even spirits not talking to you, and you're there and you're thinking, okay, for heaven's sake, come on, somebody come through. And it does get very difficult.
It does. They've never let me down, but it made me chuckle. I was doing a church yesterday, and one of the people I went to, I was thinking to myself, this one's really, really, really hard work. And in the end, I finished my message and I says, I'm going to move on to somebody who's easier. And the next one flowed. And at the end of the service, they came up to me and said, you know what? You were spot on. I thought, well, why couldn't you have been that open when I was coming to you?
So,
guys, do you think spirit gets a little stage fright? Maybe they feel a little uncomfortable chatting in front of a large audience.
Yeah, I know that one as well, Sharon. Because just for the convenience of the listeners, what we see, spirits see. So if we're standing in front of an audience and you've got someone's father or grandfather or mother or son, they'll see that the same audience. And if you were, say, shy in life, or you weren't sort of familiar with public speaking, then that spirit will still have those characteristics when they're earthbound.
Yeah. And plus, if you've got a lot of people in the audience, you have a lot of spirits waiting to perhaps communicate, and I guess they've got to sort themselves upstairs as well as to who's going to get a turn, who's going to be polite, who's going to shove through.
That's right.
A lot of politics both upstairs and downstairs, I would say.
Yeah, there's a lot of organising, and I mean, what tends to happen with me is that, and it probably happens with you as well, Chris, but you'll get like five people all bustling, hustling at the same time, all wanting to speak, and you get five messages firing off in your head, and you say left of the audience, right of the audience, at the back, at the front, and all those messages are all firing off at the same time.
Yes, I do understand that. One thing that I always say to people, though, usually at the beginning, before a start, is they're just the same up there as what they were down here. So if they give rubbish advice when they were down here, they're going to give rubbish advice when they're up there, because your life's your own to lead.
That's right. And if they used to swear like a trooper when they were on the earth plane, they will still swear like a trooper in spirit. And when they come through, you will get the naughty words. And that happened on so many occasions. And I have to apologize when grandfather comes through constantly with the F word, or if grandmother comes through with the W word or stronger.
I know. You've just got to be a bit tactful.
Very true.
Try and filter the bad language, which is very hard to do if you're in channeling mode.
Yeah, and then if you've got rather amorous partner in spirit and they're talking to their partner that's in the audience, that can get very embarrassing as well.
I'll take your word for that one.
Yeah, it's happened a few times. And it gets even more embarrassing if the partner in spirit's a male and the guy in the audience is a male as well.
Beautiful. So, moral of the story, enjoy the show, but save all the saucy stuff for a private reading.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, Sharon, you work by voice vibration, don't you? Because you do a lot of phone readings.
I do a lot of phone readings, absolutely. So, yes, that would be voice vibration. Bit of clairvoyancy, but...
Which is ideal for a live radio scenario like we have here, with plenty of callers on the line, people mm-hmm. all eager to hear from us. Everybody will have their life issues. They're obviously already concentrating on the question that they're going to ask us very shortly. So I'm just going to remind everybody that this is actually Conversations with Spirit on Mike Spirit FM. We are here to take your calls, to do little short sample readings. Because of the number of callers that we actually have on, we're going to limit these calls probably to about five, six, maybe 7 minutes per person, so we can get round everybody on the show this evening. There's plenty of work for us to do. I'm going to do the first music break, and we're going to listen to a piece of music. So it gives everybody a chance to just prepare for the readings that lie ahead. We've got about 4 minutes. I'm going to play a particular favourite of mine by Jethro Tull. It reminds me so much of when I actually started in this field, because I was always playing this particular song. We'll be back, like I say, in about 4 minutes. We'll be taking our first caller, which is area code 916. So we will be back shortly, everyone. Okay, so we have that issue again. That won't play, so I'll play another one.
Tomorrow.
listening to Conversations with Spirit. I'm Matthew James, your host. I'm Clairvoyant and Medium. In the studio, we have Chris Aldous from Manchester in the UK, and we have Sharon Tunbridge from Auckland in New Zealand. Now, that wasn't the song that I intended. That was Heart, that was Hey You off one of the later albums. I was having a bit of a technical hitch actually playing the other song, but there you go. Right, guys, it's live reading time. Now, who is volunteering to go first? Because I ain't. I'm going to go last. I'm going to take a back seat for a moment on this
one.
Well,
I'd like to volunteer Chris.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Oh, no, Chris. All right,
no problem.
Three poms in a studio. You know, I'm all heart, darling.
Yeah, mentioning that, Sharon, I'd actually put it on Facebook that it was three poms, three countries. I thought it would be quite interesting this evening. Anyway, silence is golden. Let's hit the first reading. Let's go to 916. Hello, area code 916. What's your name, please? And where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Diana. I'm calling from California.
I fell asleep
during your music. It was very nice.
It wasn't the piece of music that I intended, but I pressed the button on another one and it didn't work. So anyway, that is a particular favourite of mine. Anyway, what's your question for us, Diana?
I just want to know if you can pick up Spirit on the other side that's with me today and give me a message.
Okay, Chris, we will hand the reins over to you first of all, Chris Aldous.
All right. Not a problem. Let's see what we can get for you then. Have you seen a medium before, I take it?
I have spoken to a medium before, yes.
Fantastic. So you know what to expect?
Oh, yes.
All right, okay. Well, I've got a gentleman in spirit. Okay. I'm not getting much detail with him. All I know is he's got a young lad with him at this moment in time. Okay?
Okay.
He's, all right. The young lad that he's got with him would have been about... would be... He's given me the age of 14. So that's the age that he would be now. Can you understand this?
Did you say 14 when he passed over?
14. Not when he passed over. He would be that age now.
Oh, you mean like
okay.
He's going back in time?
He's going back in time. He would have passed over some time ago, but he would have been around 14 now. Yeah?
Oh, you mean...
He's also...
He would... I guess I don't know who that would be, somebody that would be 14.
Yes. Okay, cause it's
so I don't know anybody that died
in...
that long.
All right. Okay. This would have been from about 6 years ago.
Somebody that died 6 years ago.
Okay. I've got passing from 6 years. This, okay. All right.
But I don't know anybody that died young. That's what I was saying.
All right, not a problem. If he's not directly connected to you, he will be connected to somebody that you know. Yeah?
Okay.
And I do think this young lad would have passed in an accident as well. Okay? I feel as if it... All right. He's talking...
Chris,
it would have been a car accident.
Yeah, Chris, I think... sorry to interrupt your reading, darling. I think that spook was hanging around earlier. It may not even be related to this caller, you know.
Well, yeah, you picked up this one as well?
Yeah.
So he wants to have words.
It was a lot earlier, and I'm really sorry, guys, to hijack the reading, but I think it's related to me, Chris.
It's related to you.
Yeah, sorry, honey. And it doesn't surprise me. If I'm being the same thing as you, Chris, then I know exactly who it is. But if it's okay with you, darling, I'd rather not do this one on air. Is that okay?
Yeah, That's all right.
In private after. Only I know. Let's just say, Chris, I know what's coming up on this one, and I will take my telling off like a nice, calm little Essex pom, but not on air because I know what's coming. So I'm really sorry to the caller, but that one's for me.
Yeah. Okay. You're all right then.
I'm sorry.
Which happens. This is, I mean.
I know. Well, it does when we get together, doesn't it? They're all over the place.
It does.
So it's Diane, isn't it? Our caller is Diane.
Diana, yes.
Diana. With an A.
Oh, bless you. I'm going to apologise to you personally. So, having a really, really quick flick around you, I'm not using mediumship, I'm just using clairvoyancy, but I keep being told that you started making changes, mostly in your head at the moment, though, but I'm feeling for you, and you're moving into your summer, aren't you, over there? Because as you're moving into your summer, I'm getting quite a high vibration on some decent changes, and I'm getting a reconnection also from somebody that's on this plane alive. It's feeling like a female. So I think you may have a blast from the past coming in, my darling, a friend, which is going to lift your spirit. But I think it'd be right to say, hasn't been the easiest winter for you, has it?
Oh, no, it hasn't. Because I live in a car. That's not doing very well.
Sorry, I didn't quite hear that.
I said I live in a car. I'm a light worker. I've been on the road for a year and a half. Right. And now my car is not doing very well. Could that possibly be my aunt? That I did not grow up with?
Would she be at... Yeah, now... I'm going to interrupt here, Sharon, because I've actually been getting definitely on a lady on Diana's mum's side, whether it's her mum or her actual grandmother. But there's a lady here who had tremendous problems with her stomach because I've almost got the acetone taste that's like gastroenteritis. But there was a severe gastric problem with this lady. Now, Diana, would you be able to place that lady on your mother's side?
That sounds more like on my dad's side, but, you know, I don't know any. You know, it's hard to tell because almost every one of the women has stomach problems on both sides.
Right, but I
want.
But
they also had other things wrong.
Yeah, but I want to go specifically on your mother's side because I've been drawn to a lady on that side.
Unless it was the sister that I never met, she would have died a baby. There was a baby that died from...
This is a lady who very much was on the earth plane, a bit of a bossy madam, a bit of a bossy
type
personality.
Okay, then that was my dad's mother.
My apologies.
That's who I was thinking of when you first said that.
Right. My apologies, I'm on the wrong side of the family, but for some reason I'm drawn to having to talk about your mother's side, and the reason why I'm being drawn to talk to your mother's side is that this lady's actually saying something must be done about something on that side. And I don't know whether it's a lack of communication or communication breakdown, but she's saying something must be done.
Oh, well, you know, because you know how people are with people who are spiritual. My whole family turned against me. So that's probably what she's talking about, is that, and I left them, you know. You eventually just leave what does not serve your highest good. And I just quit. I just quit putting up with it. And I left all
of
them a year and a half ago.
This lady's pretty much on your channel, and she would very much have been into this type of thing then, for the fact that she's actually linking to you, helping you, guiding you, leading you to another vehicle is what she's actually saying. This one that you've got always sticks you in the mud, that's the saying that she's saying. It always seems to let you down, and you being led to something different.
Well, it's time because it's an engine problem. It's not that I didn't love the vehicle. It's I have driven 1,100 miles in it before it even had a problem. But it just happened to have an engine problem, and it would be very, very expensive. Yeah.
She's pretty much acknowledging the work that you do, admiring you for the work that you do, saying that it would have been nice to have actually had family support you, but there you go, you can't make all these choices in life.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I'm looking forward to that changing also. I haven't given up on them. You know, I've forgiven everybody. And
well, there is this element that there is somebody on your mother's side who will be touching base with you, and I just got the feeling that we're in the going to be in like the Chicago or some kind of area when this happens, because I'm looking at baseball or I'm looking at some sort of parkland, and it doesn't half look like Chicago to me. Or if it's not Chicago, I'll apologize, it's New York, but it's one of those cities on that side of the US I'm looking at.
Yeah, I think
I have family near Chicago, but I'm in California. Sacramento is where the aunt that I was hoping I could connect with is.
But she was but this lady in spirit was most definitely mentioned in Chicago, and you've mentioned you've got family in Chicago, so she's emphasizing.
I have an aunt around there, but they really don't have much power over how my family treats me. But I could be surprised. Yeah. Maybe there would be a family reunion in her place.
Yeah.
Diana, in conclusion, I'll say, for me, the biggest thing that jumps out about you is that you've had such a tough time, but you particularly had a tough winter this year. You've done a remarkable job to keep on going, and I most certainly sense a good, positive change, especially with this reconnection with a female, and she is on this earth plane, and she's not that far away. I feel she's trying to make contact now. So
okay.
Expect some good news in the next 5 weeks. You'll recognize it when it happens, honestly.
Thank you.
So, my darling, you keep that chin up, and I wish you all the best.
I will. Thank you. You gave me some
hope.
All
right, Diana, it was lovely talking to you. Bye for now.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, sorry, Chris. We seem to have bamboozled you there.
It's all right.
I'll tell you about
these
it after
happen.
The show.
Yeah, well, when we're in the green room, you can obviously then do the reading for Sharon, because she obviously doesn't want it on air, do you, Sharon?
No. No, I know exactly who it is. And also, knowing how tuned in Chris is, I know I'm going to get womped.
Okay, let's...
I'll take my womping in private, thanks.
Okay, pardon me, I just had a bit of a frog in my throat. We will go to the next caller, which is area code 708. Hello, area code 708. Where are you calling from? What's your name, please?
Annette, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Annette. And what's your question for us?
Well, I was hoping I could get in touch with my maternal grandmother, but she may not be willing to come out and speak to us. If not, then I'd like to talk to my husband.
Okay, Chris, I will let you go first again, if you wish, because it gives me a chance to get a little bit of a connection going. Chris.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. I'm just trying to key in here. I've got a lady in spirit. I know you want to speak to your grandmother. I can't guarantee that it's not your grandmother, that it is your grandmother. But I do want to say this lady would have been quite short. She would have been just over 5 foot. Okay, and she's coming through as I'm seeing her. She was a short lady. She was quite plumpish, and she would have had short hair. Can you understand this description?
Yeah.
All right. She's quite a cheerful person as well.
Okay.
She would also say things exactly as she saw them. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's chuckling, and it's like sometimes she would open her mouth before she would think about what she was saying, and she would cause quite a bit of a scene.
Okay, that doesn't make sense to me, but...
All right, okay. Can you watch for a situation?
I'm wondering why I'm getting furniture polished. It's really bizarre.
Making my nose... I want to sneeze.
Have you too? I've been getting, like, a furniture polish, and... have you been moving... I'm talking to the caller now. Have you been moving your... furniture, not your big furniture, but your small stuff around? Have you been cleaning on your side cabinets and whatnot. And is there anything on your side cabinets related to your grandmother? I've got so much movement. She seems to be, or was it your grandmother that was the cleaning freak? Enjoyed clean homes. How do you say that?
I know what you mean. She knows what you mean.
I think way back in her young years, she may have worked for a hotel. But I'm not sure
what
she did.
I don't know. Just picking up a connection between these cleaning products, and I think she's actually trying to say to you that you're cleaning up your act. I don't know if you can relate to that. You're cleaning up your act. It's some kind of connection.
Yeah,
here.
I'm at a crossroads in my life.
So you are making
out who I am, where I'm going.
Cleaning, right, now
I
get
it. Spiritual.
Yeah, and just move. It's a bit like a chessboard, isn't it, for you? Just moving the pieces around just to see how they feel and how they fit, and getting rid of the bits you don't need anymore.
Right.
Oh, good for you. Good
Chris,
for you.
Can I just say, this lady, she's coming through, and what she's talking about as well is being outspoken. Yeah? So can I just say to you, you need to watch what you say and who you say it to, because not everybody is on your side.
That I believe.
You can understand that?
Yes.
All right. Especially in conjunction with work situations and family, she's saying. Yeah?
Okay. All right.
She's talking about a younger gentleman on the earth plane within the family as well. Well, you've got to watch what you say to them.
Oh.
Because they've got a habit of repeating things. Yeah?
Okay.
She's also... I've got to give you March the 23rd as well as being a significant date.
Of 2014 or just in general?
Just in general. She's also given me an anniversary in September for you as well. And I've got to say, things are going to move forward for you, but it does feel, she is saying that things have been treading water for the last 3 months.
Correct.
Okay. She's also talking about celebrations in July as well, so I feel as if there's a birthday in July.
My mother's, my brother's, and there's a wedding I'm going to.
Okay, well, I feel good with that as well. And have you got a new gentleman friend as well?
No.
Well, she's talking about a new gentleman friend, so can you watch where this forms? Yeah?
I'll look
I feel
up
as if
for
you need at. She's saying that you need a friend to confide in at this moment in time.
Okay.
You understand this? But she's also saying that a relationship going back 2 years wasn't right.
That I Do you should understand? Have a
She's going back 2 years to a previous relationship.
Oh, and what about that?
That wasn't right. And she's saying, well, that's... Okay.
That would have been my husband. He was very ill.
All right. Can you understand why she's saying you spent a lot of time going nowhere with it then? Well, obviously, because he was ill.
Yes.
Did she not get on with him? Eh? Yes, no?
But, yeah, we were stuck in a rut.
All right, okay. Because she's making me aware of this.
See,
she's also giving me the name Joe as well.
Jo. Elise,
okay. She made me up of the name Jo. And I feel as if this is on the earth plane. And can you understand where there are things that need to be done with the car, mechanics?
Yes.
All right. Because this needs to be done sooner rather than later. Okay?
Okay.
She's also making me aware that this is... It's not been right for a couple of months. And it now needs to be sorted out before it gets worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is to do with a vehicle.
Now, can I just jump in here? Your husband, sure. Would he have been in absolute agony with, like, wind or something across his chest and everywhere? I almost feel immobile here or I can't move. And it reminds
yes.
me of when you get incredible wind.
He was bedbound.
Right. I've got to say it's across the chest, it's across the ribs, it's the stomach. I couldn't put my finger on this, but I would hedge my bet and say that this is probably a cancerous condition because I'm just feeling everywhere is sore and aching, and I'm in a lot of pain here.
He had a lot of pain in his stomach when the last several months of his life.
That's the way that I'm feeling because it reminds me I have a colon situation that when I get wind it goes everywhere and it's trapped in your, it gets in your back, it gets in your ribs, it gets in your chest, it gets everywhere and it's absolute agony, and that's what he's reminded me of here.
Yeah.
And I just get this feeling of somebody who's not a man of number of words, but it might be that he's given me his condition at the end where he couldn't say very much, but he's saying fair play to you for all the effort that you actually put in. And he misses his fish. Now, I don't know if that is relevant to you, but there is this
yeah.
mention about, it's what's being missed. And it's like, you did it a special way and only you were the only one he trusted with the food that you prepared for him. Nobody else gave
yeah.
a, well, two hoots or a damn or give a SH1T, he's basically saying here. It's like you were the only
yeah.
one that really held out for him.
And I got that message before he passed. I really understood that. And he loved fishing.
Right, and he's having a bleat and a moan about his side of the family and them not coming to the ball, coming to the party. They didn't fully understand what you two had. So there must have been a reference here. There is a reference here to you fighting like cat and dog at one time. And maybe people didn't understand what you guys actually had and what you actually shared, but it's being acknowledged.
All right.
What we actually shared was a proper life journey, and we put the effort in. And he's saying, when you look at some of the youth or some of the ones today, first problem in a marriage and they have a divorce, what we actually went through was trials and tribulations, and we stuck it out. Why can't everybody else do it? He's actually referring to certain people as, it rhymes with bankers, basically. He's having a dig at quite a few people, I believe. So he wasn't frightened of saying his opinions.
What you're saying is correct.
Now, he's acknowledging that this isn't probably the right time or the place to go into personal detail, but at some time he will come through at the right time and tell you exactly what you need to do financially. And that's his words. It's not something that is going to be aired here because he will speak without any airs and graces and he might embarrass a few people if we were on air.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it at this point, Annette, because obviously we've got
That's
quite right. a lot of callers. But I'm just
is glad he with,
that...
Is he with Elizabeth?
Would you have called her Liz or Lizzie, or given her some other combination? And would she be the one that something about bed socks or helping him with his feet?
Yeah, he had pain in his feet. It was our daughter, died before she was born.
Well, somebody's there with him, and somebody's attending to his feet. And it is a lady, and I couldn't tell you for sure that it's Elizabeth,
could be
but he
his
is
mother.
Right. Well, somebody is attending to his feet. Now, I'm going to actually leave the reading there, Annette. You did actually need an extended reading, just hop over to my website and have a look, because I've got a hell of a lot of things to talk about. So I'm going to leave that there, Annette. I'm going to thank you so much for calling in, and I hope we gave you some closure in your reading.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Annette. Thank you. Well, guys, do we feel like another reading, or do we just want a 5-minute tea break? Guys, Sharon, Chris.
Hello.
I'm all right. If you're ready for another one?
We'll just have a 4-minute break. I'm going to try and get that other song to play. Otherwise, I'll pick something else. But let's have a bit of a break. Next caller is going to be area code 609. So we'll be back shortly.
Dawn, cruel the sea and stern the shore. Brave the man who set his course, for I'll be on. Sweet the rose, sharp the thorn, meek the soil and proud the corn. Bless the lamb that would be born within this green and pleasant land. Hear any road, hear any road, hear any road. Within this fortress nature built to save a hand of war. With the wind from the east came the first of those that tread. Upon this stone, this throne of kings, this round this new Jerusalem. He or any road, he or any road, he or any road, he or any road.
Hi everyone again, it's Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host Matthew James. In the studio we have Sharon Tunbridge and Chris Aldous. Great, I managed to play the song that I wanted to play at the top end of the show. That was Coronash by Jethro Tull. It's a personal favourite of mine, and in fact it's probably my most favourite Jethro Tull song. Now, we've been doing live readings, as our listeners are fully aware of. These are little sampler readings. We don't want to really be more than like 5, 6, 7 minutes per caller, because for everyone else who's actually listening, I would imagine it doesn't get boring, but obviously we want to get through as many people as we can, don't we, guys? I mean, we have such a long list, and I don't like disappointing people. So, Chris, you quite happy to go first again? Or do we let Sharon go first this time?
Oh, I think we should let Sharon.
Thanks, guys. Let's just jump in wherever necessary, eh?
Okay.
Let's come on, Matt. Let's get our next caller on and see what happens.
Yeah, we will do that. It's area code 609. So, area code 609, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Desiree, I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Desiree. And what's your question for us? It's my morning, it'll be your afternoon. What's your question for us?
I just wanted to see who's going to come through.
Okay.
Let's be a little more specific, my darling, because first of all, we've got quite a bit of tuning in today. And secondly, immediately I'm sensing that you have a desire here. I think you know who you'd like to communicate with. I don't think this is a little test situation, is it? And you're another one. You're another little interesting soul, because you try really hard as well, don't you? Now, would it be right to say you're a real giver? Give some more. And immediately I'm getting a strong sensation that we really need to teach you how to say no. Are you familiar with that word?
Yes.
Kind of familiar with that word.
Yes.
You're uncomfortable with the word no. I know you're not, so don't try and trick me. you really struggle, my darling, between the balance of taking care of yourself, doing a little bit more for yourself, and you do seem to attract all the walking wounded. You seem to really put your heart and soul into helping people, am I right?
Yes.
So this is my message to you. You don't have to say no, but can you practice this sentence? Unfortunately not.
Okay.
You can't be available to all people at all times for all reasons. Loving your energy, but I do feel that you, and you'd agree yourself, you are quite low. You're getting a little bit worn out now. It's almost like you are needing a mental break more than anything. Physically, you're like the Energizer Bunny. There might be a few bits that are broken, but you do keep going. But I would like to see you take a little bit more time out for relaxation for your own mind. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good girl. And do you think you can do that?
Well, I'm in the process of healing. I had some health problems.
I picked up your body wasn't working.
Was
as well
that
as
on the right-hand side, Desiree, like the kidney or the liver on the right-hand side?
No, it was my heart.
Okay, so I've actually got a lady in spirit who would have had a kidney or a liver disorder on the right-hand side, who's firmly telling you to move on, girl. Move on and don't look back. Now, I get the distinct impression that I'm actually going to go on your father's side here, but I'm going to say I've got both grandmothers, but I don't know which one to talk to first. But the one who hit me with either the kidney, it feels like kidney to me. Can you place that lady who would have had this very bad kidney?
Yeah, that would be my mother.
It's your actual mother. Now, she sneaked in She sneaked in unannounced here. Now, I don't know if that's a reference to you guys having any disagreement at all, or if that was her character. But two grandmothers walked in, and the condition I've got is your mother. Well, she didn't announce herself to me. And I don't know if that's a message in itself.
Well, my mother, she had diabetes, so, and she ended up, with her kidneys.
Right. And she was obviously ridiculously frail, and she's not been able to obviously offer you much in the way of support or energy through your healing process. But I'm completely understanding here that this move on girl is not a wish of her part. It's actually an order. It's a command, because you've got to do it. You've got to move on. And I'm wondering if she's literally saying you've got to literally move. You've literally got to go from premise A to premise B, because she's actually saying, tell her to move on, girl.
Right.
Now, I don't know how that fits into your life plan at the moment. It will probably bring absolute chaos in, but that is an opinion of hers only. We can't force your free will, but it's just an opinion of hers only. Chris, what are you thinking? What have you got on the matter, Mr. Aldous?
Right then. Well, before you started speaking to her, I thought I had a gentleman with me. It would have been quite a largish gentleman, and he would have been bald as well. Okay? And he had a good sense of humour about him. And he just wanted to... It was all about giving you some more energy. Okay? But I do feel as if there has been problems in a relationship as well. And this is going back, and things haven't been right in the last few months. I don't know whether you've been spending too much time thinking about how things have gone wrong rather than moving forward. Can you understand this?
Yes.
All right. Because it's time to let that go, and then you can get on with your life. Truth is if somebody is meant to be in your life, they will always be in your life. Yeah? And not
right.
To worry about things. If you've done your best, you can't do any more.
Yep, definitely. Mentor right now. Self. Nurture. Just write that one down. Self-nurture and have a little practice. And I think you'll see some really, really lovely improvements.
I sure hope so, because...
You will, darling, I promise. But listen, if you're putting all your energy everywhere else, there's not going to be a lot left in your tank. And immediately it's going to drag you down and you're going to feel worse and worse. And then you're feeding everybody else with your lovely energy and your help. And there's nothing left for you. So... that would be, for me, the overall message here. Self-nurture, learn to say no in a nice way, and, pull the socks up and start living your life for yourself, my darling. Start enjoying it. Actually, start enjoying it again. You can't go wrong. So I hope that's been helpful.
You have, and have a wonderful day, and thank you.
Thank you, Desiree. Thank Lovely you. Talking to you.
You have...
Oops, I cut Desiree a little bit short there. I didn't anticipate. We're supposed to be psychic guys, aren't we? We're supposed to anticipate things.
Oh, you just got busy fingers this morning.
Well, that's right. I think what it is this. My mouse isn't probably working to the best of its ability, and these little buttons, it's not always picking them up. But I think we'll do the next caller. Area code 256. Hello, area code 256. Hello, welcome to Conversations with Spirit. What's your name, please?
This is Wanda in Alabama.
Hiya, Wanda. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm going to hand you over to Chris Aldous.
Okay.
Chris, what's your question, Wanda?
I was going to say, if you could connect with Spirit, anything Spirit for me.
Yeah, okay, Chris. You're in the capable hands of Chris Aldous.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening, afternoon, whichever it is, where you're from. I do feel as if there's a grandmother vibration that comes around you. I want to say this lady would be on your mother's side of the family. Okay?
Right. Yes.
And I do feel as if she would have been very close to you when you was little as well. And she would have spent time looking after you as well.
Yes.
All right. She's showing me when she was younger, she would have had very dark hair.
Maybe it's possible.
All right, because I want to give either very dark brown or a black hair. Okay. She's also...
My mother had
talking
dark
about hair.
Hair
now. She,
black hair.
She would have had dark hair, yeah? She
My
wants
mother
you to
did.
Herself up as well. Pardon?
If what?
Oh, she said she wants you to spruce yourself up, to take a little bit of time to pamper yourself. Okay?
I understand. Yes, I understand.
All right. There has been a lot of stress around you of recent, okay? And she's also making me aware that there's been a lack of sleep as well.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Because she says you worry far too much.
I agree.
Okay. All right. She's got a dog with her.
Yes.
So she would have had a dog when she was on the Earth plane. Because she's got this dog
yes.
with her. And she would have fed it all the scraps.
Yes.
Because she's showing, she was always feeding it nibbles. It didn't have a proper meal time. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. All right. She's also talking. You need to watch your diet as well.
Yes.
All right. Because there's also been a history of heart conditions in the family. You understand this?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And I do want to give a gentleman who would have passed with a heart attack as well, with a chest complaint.
Yes.
All right, and they're giving me a May anniversary and an April anniversary. And I've also, okay, I want to give the 12th of October as being significant for you. And can you watch where there's news of a wedding as well?
Excuse me?
There's news coming of a wedding as well.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, can you watch for this news coming to you then?
Yes. I think October.
Sorry, Chris.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry, Chris, but 12th of October and the wedding's mine again. Sorry, darling.
That's fine.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, tell them
and
they
were very, very strong spiritually. They're going to keep hijacking you, and I'll try and ask them not to. So sorry.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get back. Grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I didn't. Can you understand what they're talking about? A road trip with you. So I feel as if there's a need for you to have a bit of a holiday for yourself at this moment in time as well.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And I have got set. I'll definitely give you celebrations in September as well.
The anniversary.
Okay. Well, they're giving me a celebration. So can you watch where there's a family get-together as well?
Okay.
All right. Have you got anything, Matthew? Matt?
I haven't, Chris, because I've read Wanda a few times. Wanda's been on a few times. And I think just for the sake of it being fair, you haven't read Wanda before. So I was just handing the reins over to you. Wanda will appreciate that because I might pick up on things that I've already picked up on before and it might not be fair, entirely fair. So, and I know Sharon's done a reading for Wanda as well. So, Chris, it was you that was doing solo for Wanda. So I hope Wanda, I hope
problem.
We've helped you to a degree again, Wanda.
Yes. Can I tell him for the dark hair? That was my grandmother and she did have a doll named Beauty. My mother was jet black haired. She died in September. He mentioned April. That is a birthday. and she did feed the dog scraps. And she was close to me. She looked out for me when I was little because of an accident I had. And she also took me home from the hospital because my mother got really dolly sick when she had me. So
there you go, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you so much, Wanda,
thank
for
you.
Actually sharing that with us, and thank you for coming on to the show again.
All right, thank you.
It's a pleasure,
thank
Wanda.
You.
Right, guys, we're going to take another music break, and then we're going to actually come in on, and I'm just seeing who's next in the queue. We're going to be taking area code 561. I just want to just put another music break on so I can make myself a cup of tea. So we'll be back in just over 4 minutes.
You're the only one I wanna serve.
Welcome back. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James. We are on Mike Spirit FM. My studio guests are the fantastic Chris Aldous from Manchester in UK and the awesome Sharon Tunbridge from Auckland in New Zealand. It's three palms, three countries on today's show. It's approximately 10 past 7 in the morning for me here in Canberra. It'll be about 10 past 9 in the morning for Sharon in Auckland, and it'll be about 10 past 10 at night for Chris in Manchester. We're doing well, guys. We've got about, 45 minutes left. How are we all feeling? Are we all still buzzing from our readings?
Yeah.
All good to go.
Excellent. That was nice of Wanda, incidentally, Chris, to be able to share her testimonial, her feedback with you live on the radio, because it gives a lot of the listeners a concept or an insight into when you're getting that information, just how accurate us mediums can be, doesn't it, Chris?
It does indeed. It's what it's all about.
Because
it's giving people something to believe in.
It's not only that, it's when, and all three of us will be nodding our heads in agreement here, that when we haven't got a facial connection with a person, when all you've got is a voice on the radio and you're getting information, we're providing information, it's good to get the feedback. It's good to actually get that agreement from a caller, because we don't know. Well, no, sorry. We know when we're receiving that information that person can take that information. Mm. But it's always good to be able to say, yeah, that was the grandmother, and she did have the dog, and she did die of this. Because it is, yeah. It's good. It is good for feedback purposes. I'm doing my brain deadness again, Sharon.
I was just thinking on the same lines as you there, Matt. I don't know how many times you guys have, I'm sure it would have been hundreds, done a complete reading for an hour and had absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Not a clue what they're talking about. And, you know, the caller obviously knows exactly what you're talking about. But I've done a number of times. It's quite difficult to fathom it out from our end, isn't it?
That's right.
Passing it on.
That's right. I mean, it is. It's a voice in your head, and it's a bit of information in your head, and the logical part of your brain, the left brain, saying, "No, that's just yourself producing that information."
Yeah.
But your spirit, your true self, that's your right brain saying, "No. I've got somebody's grandfather. I've got somebody's grandmother," and to get that confirmed, it helps each time. Then you trust that little voice more and more and more.
Yeah. Well, I've done readings where I actually haven't understood the words either. Like, no idea. I must have missed that day at school when we did big long words.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking, blimey, where did all that come from? And they're going, yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. Okay.
I mean, yeah, and there was a prime example in an earlier reading where I was mentioning about when I was on platform, and you get somebody coming through who did nothing but swear. I think I actually had one gentleman coming through just on the show earlier that was swearing like a trooper. And sometimes it's very difficult in that split second to multitask and think of an alternative word, or not find yourself actually coming out with the words.
Mm. And of course, while you're thinking, you're holding up the flow of information to do your thinking.
That's right.
So much easier in a private situation where you're not having to watch your P's and Q's, and you can allow that spirit's personality to completely come through.
That's correct.
I mean, I did a reading yesterday, and I got absolutely told off by the whoever I was communicating with. They said, "Will you just shut up and get on with it?" I'm like, "Oh, sorry."
With that, we will go into our next our live call, and it's area code 561. Hello, area code 561. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Stacy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Stacy. Have you been on the show before?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I recognised Stacey. Hello.
Yeah, hi Stacey. I'll hand you over to put you in the capable hands of Chris Aldous. What's your question for Chris, Stacey?
Okay, my question is, I just ended a chapter, and I'm about to start a new one. I just wanted to know where you see me proceeding from this point.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can get for you. Well, I do feel as if, just from your voice vibration, that on one hand you're glad that the chapter's closed, but on the other hand you're not.
That's
okay,
correct.
So I want to say there's still things that you're holding on to from the past. And I always say, if you hold on to things, they do have a tendency to come back into your life, which is not always a good thing. Okay? Because if something leaves your life, it usually leaves it for a reason. Yeah? And the more we hold on to things that aren't supposed to be in our life, the harder it is when the life actually takes away from us. Because inevitably it does. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as if you move on. Are you actually looking at moving property as well? Moving location?
I wasn't thinking about it just yet, but if the possibility arises, I will.
Okay, well, I want to talk about moving location. It might not be moving far. It might be moving down the street. But I want to talk about a move in a property. Okay? And I want to talk about that within the next 6 months. Yeah?
Wow.
All right. See, it's up to you at the end of the day, but can you watch where it comes along? Yeah?
Sure, I will.
Yeah? There's also new work opportunities there for you as well.
Well, my client died this morning, so.
All right.
Yeah.
There is going to be new work for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, all right. Can you watch it? Because I feel the next 2 weeks are going to be quite crucial in reference to work as well. Yeah?
Okay.
They're pointing out September time as well for you, so I should think everything will be back on a more even keel for you by September time.
Okay.
Yeah? Who's on, man? Can you... I've got to say, where a door has been shut on a relationship, it needs to be shut.
Where a door is shut, it needs to be?
Shut and kept shut.
I understand that totally.
Yeah, and it's like you shouldn't, because it's like you. But for the past, I've got to say, 3 years, you've been opening and shutting this door and going nowhere.
True.
But it's now time to actually keep it closed and move on with your life.
Okay, I understand that.
All right. There's a lady in spirit who would have passed with a cancer condition as well.
For who? I'm sorry.
Okay. There's a lady in spirit. She's not telling me who she is, but she would have passed with a cancer condition.
That was a lady this morning.
The lady this morning? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Would you have talked a lot with this lady as well?
Every day for
the last 2 years. Okay, but I feel as if you would have actually spoke to her about your own life as well.
Yep, I did.
All right, because she's saying you were like she was a confidant for you. So she would have listened to all the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because she's saying thank you, because this would have took her mind off the problems as well, off her own.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. And there is a lot of love for you from this lady, and a lot of thanks.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Stacey, this lady in particular, was it a lower stomach problem that she had as well? I seem to be getting a lot of gastric problems with spirit coming through today. Because I'm feeling this. I'm feeling it right around the bowel area, and I'm feeling it. I feel very bloated there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What she's actually saying to me is, you've got to stop feeling lonely, stop feeling unattractive. The knight in shining armor, and she's using that word specifically, is going to come knocking at your door sooner than you think. You deserve more. You deserve better than what you've actually had. And she has admired you for your strength. That's the summation of the information that I'm actually getting through.
Okay.
You understand? I'm sorry if it's hit a nerve, Stacey, and it's making you cry, but it's got to be said. It's got to be said to you, Stacey.
Thank you.
She's also saying that she is grateful that she's released you as well, because she felt she was tying you down or holding you down to a degree.
That's true.
Okay, Stacey,
so.
I'm going to leave the reading there at this point, Stacey, and I'm going to thank you so much for calling in. And my apologies if you got to now dash for the tissue, but what was said had to be said for the closure.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, Stacey. It was lovely talking to you. You enjoy the rest of your day and take care. Thanks, Stacey.
Uh-huh.
Well, guys, what can I say about that reading? I don't like making people cry.
Well, it's not you making people cry, it's you allowing some closure to come through. And Stacey will be the first one to agree that was a fantastic opportunity for her to reconnect to her painful part. Guess what, Matt? She's going to start feeling better now.
Oh,
I apologize for that.
Yeah, the problem I get, Sharon, is when I've got a tearful connection like that, and there's tears on both sides, both the earth plane and the spirit plane, I start crying and I get all emotional. And when I get emotional, upset, I find it so difficult to actually work.
Because
you're supposed to remain impartial, and you're supposed to be, pardon me, the telephone that's not affected by the emotions that are going through. And at times I find it
overwhelming.
Yeah, overwhelming is the right word, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll
go in. That's not really surprising, Matt, as you're taking on all of the feelings and energy of not only your caller, you're also taking it on from the spirit as well. So it's a bit of a mismatch. You're going to be affected.
Yeah, that is correct.
But hopefully our Stacey will take this opportunity to have a good cry, get it out, my darling, and start a proper healing process.
That is correct.
Losing a loved one, there's no pretty way to wrap that up. It sucks.
It does suck.
Story.
It
but
does. That's a good old Essex pommy word. It sucks.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful experience to be able to reconnect with them on the other side and know that life and our relationships continue.
Very true. I think we'll take another caller. It's Gemini Diva 71. Hello, Gemini Diva 71. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hello, hi. My name is Tamlin. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Okay, your name, Tamlin, did you say?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Louisiana. What's your question for us, please, Tamlin?
Okay, I just wanted to know if my grandmother has a message from spirit for me.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to hand you over. But before I do, did your grandmother have a throat problem or lose her voice at all? Tamlin, any problems with her throat?
No, she didn't.
Okay, I potentially got somebody else, so I will I'll actually hand you to Chris. Chris Aldous, can you make a connection for Tamlin?
I can try and see what's going to happen. But I do want to say to you, I get the feeling that you're quite attuned yourself and you're a bit of a sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay. And by that I mean you actually get spirit communication yourself. You understand this?
Yes.
All right, okay. Because I get... I've got a gentleman with me who would have had a chest complaint before he went. It was problems with his breathing more than a heart attack or anything like that. Can you understand this?
Yeah, I think that was my grandfather.
All right, because he does come around you. And he has been trying to make you aware that he's there, okay? Have you been misplacing your keys quite a bit as well?
No, I can't say that I have.
All right, because he's talking about you putting your keys down, and when you've gone back to put where you put them, they're not exactly where you put them.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Okay. He's making me aware of glasses, so he would have wore glasses as well.
What is he
when
saying?
When he was here on the earth. He would have had spectacles, glasses.
Yeah, the only thing was I didn't know him very well because he died a year before I was born. But I remember seeing pictures of him.
It's okay. I've got optician's appointments with yourself as well. So he's making me aware that you need to get your own eyes tested.
I do wear glasses.
You do wear glasses, that's fair enough.
I do. Yeah, I do wear glasses.
Okay.
Ross, I tell you, I'd like to know who it is around you that's always hungry.
My
just one of the relatives that are always hungry. I tell you, since you've come on the line, I'm starving.
Oh, no. I mean, we're from the South, and they always want a good meal. So I come from the family, my family line.
Right.
They just like to cook.
Right. And so you were hoping to make contact with, was it your mother or your grandmother? I'm sorry because it was a bad line for me.
Grandmother.
So was your grandmother the hungry type, or was she the one that just liked to feed everybody? Because this food
she used to like to feed everybody.
There's so much food, it's ridiculous. I'd like to say most of it was healthy, but I think we both know it's not entirely true, but very wholesome.
Right.
And what surprises me that with this diet, still managed to maintain the body health.
My grandmother wasn't a big lady, but because of the way she was raised, they ate a lot of pork. Mm. And
right.
She used to smoke, and when she died, she ended up dying of congestive heart failure.
Right, but she got through to probably not very late years, but would she have, got up to her mid 60s beyond?
Oh yeah, she was in her
seventies. You have to excuse me. I work with clairvoyancy, but she's clearly trying to get to me through my stomach. Maybe she's telling me I need to fatten up. I don't know. But she's quite a forceful woman too. Quiet sort of demeanor, but incredible strength. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I can very much see her sitting on the porch ruling with her, iron rod or her walking stick and having people scatter one end of the porch to the other. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Mhm. And what's she got to say to you?
She's actually getting very excited for Tamlin, Sharon. I'm getting a lot of excitement from this lady.
Yeah, running around all over the place, but
I'm actually wanting to say, Tamlin, that she's mentioning something about a celebration or a success here, very much coming your way. You've not been planning babies, have you, Tamlin? Or do you already feel you've got enough?
Well, my first two are older, and I guess I could possibly have another one if the right man came along. I haven't.
Well, the way she's talking is that right man must be coming along, because she did actually mention baby to me, or babies to me. I did have two acknowledged. Now, I was, to be completely honest, I didn't know whether she was referring to the two that you already have, or she is referring to the potential that there is another two, but there must therefore be a man coming in if she's talking about babies, and she's getting quite excited about it because, now she's stuttering. Now, I've got a feeling that there was either was there anything as far as a Parkinson's or a dementia with her? Because I'm stuttering with her voice. She was going to give me a name. She was going to try and give me a name, and then I stuttered. So I don't know if she's trying to keep it a secret.
No, she was. She must be trying to keep it a secret because she was very healthy. The only reason why she died of congestive heart failure was because the smoking, and her heart was getting weaker.
Okay.
She lived
name,
a long time.
The name I was getting, Tamlin, was like a Mikey or a Mike or a Michael, and I don't know if that name's significant, but she was cutting off before giving me that name.
What about Marvin? Because I know a Marvin.
It's not quite the same vibration, unless what she's talking about is you already know this person around you, and this bit of preemptive information might stop you from actually getting involved with the guy. If you knew you're going to have kids with someone, you might get all shy and not do anything about it.
Oh, wow. That sounds like her.
Because it's a case of you are a bit of a shy fly. You can be a bit of a tease, but you also can be very tongue-tied. And if you know that the guy that you're in contact with is one that could actually be your next partner, I think you would get a little bit tongue-tied, she's saying.
Oh, wow. So that's probably why she don't want to tell me.
That's why I think she's hitting me with... It's probably a false name she's given me.
Okay.
Quite deliberately. But Chris, are you, just before we actually finish with Tamlin, Chris, have you got any more information for Tamlin?
I have, to be honest. I just know if she sits in a quiet space, she'll know when they're around her.
Okay. And
there is healing there for you as well. Because I also picked up on a stomach condition as well. I don't know whether this is yourself or it's somebody who, when they passed, but I do get the diet that needs to be sorted out.
Okay, that would probably be me, because I've been thinking about, I'm moving more into vegetarianism, and my solar plexus has been really bothering me. So I don't know, the word fiber has been coming up a lot. So I'm thinking about getting me some supplements and just start trying to just regulate my diet.
That sounds like a very good idea. Yeah?
Yes, it does.
Okay, Tamlin, we'll leave it there, Tamlin, because we still have a large number of callers that we're going to try and get through on the show. We have got about 24 minutes left, so I'm going to thank you so much for actually holding as long as you did, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, let's just take another quick music break. It's going to be about 5 minutes. Our next caller in the queue is area code 570. We'll be coming to you in probably about 6 minutes' time. So let's just put another music track on.
By electric
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Conversations with Spirit. I'm Matthew James, your host here on Mike Spirit FM. In the studio, we have Sharon Tunbridge and Chris Aldous. Anyone who wants an extended reading, anybody who has had a reading this morning on the show and you want an extended reading, my website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I do distance readings. Anyone who wants a reading with Chris Aldous, Chris suggests, put Chris Aldous in a search engine. Aldous is A-L-D-O-U-S. You'll find yourself on Chris Aldous's page. We've got about 17 minutes left, guys. It's not long left. It's gone very quickly, hasn't it?
It sure has.
You like it, Sharon? I know Sharon's become a bit of an addict. She's on the show nearly every week now, aren't you, Sharon?
I am, twice a week. Greedy, eh?
Not really.
It's such a lot of fun.
It's called rapport. It's all about having a good rapport with the people that we actually have on the radio. And I know, I think this is your third or fourth appearance, isn't it, Chris?
It is. Third time lucky.
Yeah, and you're hooked as well, aren't you?
It is. It's good fun.
It is good fun. I think
it's nice, and it's really lovely, isn't it, just to work with others.
It is, and
spend so much time working by ourselves.
Three Poms in three countries. I mean, it's an apt title. I mean, it's and we're all working together well. We've got 15 minutes left. We better stop waffling and get on to the next caller, which is area code 570.
Hello,
area code 570. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from PA.
Your name's Terry. So, did you say Terry?
Yes.
And where are you calling from again, sorry?
From Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Hi, what's your question for us? It'll be your afternoon. What's your question?
I'd like to see if Spirit could pick up on anything for me. My husband is passed, and I'm in a relationship with a man for the past year. And we have our ups and downs. It's good, and he pulls back. He has a lot of loose ends he has to tie up. And I'd like to see what they could pick up.
Okay, I'll put you in the capable hands of Chris Aldous first.
Okay, let's see what we can get for you. Well, first of all, I feel quite good with the relationship that you're in at this moment in time, okay? I do feel as if there has been complications, a lot of complications on his side rather than your side. Do you understand this?
True. Yes.
And that's more to do with family.
Yes.
Than yourself. And I want to talk about his family. Yeah?
Yes.
I do want to say that he needs to be stronger in himself on what he wants. Okay? Because I feel as if he gets bullied a little bit.
I agree.
You understand? Yeah?
Yes.
So there's
I
nothing
agree.
That you can do about this. All right. What I've got is, if you try to change this situation, it will just backfire on you.
I did that one time and
okay.
It did. So I sort of stand back. I did that one time. I tried to intervene and it did backfire.
So it's not worth it. Sometimes we meet people and they're there for us to enjoy and grow and help each other. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be with us forever. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that your relationship is going to end. Yeah? But
yeah,
I'm saying you've got to enjoy it what it is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because if you try and make it more than what it is now, I feel as if you'll just be putting too much pressure on everything and it will just cause a breakdown in the relationship rather than a strengthening. You understand this?
Yes, I understand that.
All right, okay. I do want to give a father figure in spirit as well.
Yes, my father is passed.
All right. I do feel as if he comes around you quite strongly. And he's quite adamant that it's time that you started looking after yourself as well.
True.
Okay. Would he have been bad on his legs before he passed?
What was that?
Bad on his legs. Can you? Because he's giving me problems with my legs, so I couldn't walk properly. Or I couldn't walk very fast. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
All right, okay. Well, he is fine now. He would have had a very dry sense of humour as well.
Yes, he did.
And I want to pass this sense of humour on to you as well. And he's talking about being able to look at the funny side of life. Okay.
I think you're picking up my husband.
All right.
Because he was older than me, my husband.
Okay.
Because he always said that, oh, tomorrow will be a sunny day. Look at the brighter side of life.
So which one, Terry, is the sentimental old fool, calling himself a sentimental old fool? And there's a lady here who I'm pretty sure is a mother vibration, but somebody's being described as a sentimental old fool and still a sentimental old fool here on the other side.
I would say maybe my dad.
Do you know when you're a kid and somebody does like those shadow mimes where you make your hands look like rabbits?
Yeah, my father.
Yeah, because he's doing this miming and he's like, I've spotted him doing this, and he's basically saying that he's shadowing you, he's following you, and I've got to say, he's definitely going on about electrical problems, like he's influencing lights and various other things. And he is a joker.
Yes, he is.
So you know he's around. Every time the lights flicker, you're going to say, oh, come on, Dad, quit it. I'm trying to watch that.
Yeah, that's what happens. A lot of times I burn candles and the flame goes high and low, high and low.
Right, because that was being indicated to me here. And I'm going to say that, therefore, the shadow mimes is very apt, because it does look like a candle flame when you actually watch the shadow on the wall.
Yes, that's true, it does.
Keys, something about keys. Had some keys dropped off a wall, or some keys gone down the back of somewhere, or the keys of a vehicle, have you dropped them, they've gone down a sewer, or is there anything significant at all?
That I can't remember, but I'd have to think about that. He's passed so many years ago, it's hard to remember.
Okay, I'm going to pass this to Sharon, because I'm sure Sharon will have a closing statement on this reading for you.
Yeah. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry, I'd like to go back to your current relationship. And,
yes.
Could you just give me his name?
Lance.
Lance. Oh,
it's
Lance.
Lance.
Fantastic.
Yes.
You know what, Terry, the biggest sensation I get here is, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And I don't feel that your relationship is broken with him. Yes, you've got a lot about light interference, which has been picked up by both Matt and Chris. But I'm really feeling that you would be better to withdraw from all of this. And you know what? Just focus on the two of you. Don't allow any more of this rubbish to come in to your inner circle with him. It's certainly not a relationship, maybe not quite as deep as you've experienced in the past, but I feel it's a good relationship for you right now. And if we can bring back just a little bit more of the joy without trying to fix everything all the time, because your relationship is not broken. Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
He's gone through a difficult time with the separation. The wife is putting a lot of pressure, and I put a lot of pressure on him because I want to be with him, and I know what you're saying. I have to stop.
Yeah. So number one, I mean, you're not the counselor, so take that hat off immediately. Go back to being Terry. Go back to being the fun girl that you really are, and understand that the situation and stuff going around Lance, that's his problem. He needs to deal with that. He doesn't need to bring his past into your present. And in a lot of ways, Terry, you've been almost encouraging it, been encouraging him to talk about it, encouraging him to share, because you felt that it was a way to get close to him. And all that's really happened here is you managed to take this probably not such a big problem and turn it into a massive, great big issue between the two of you. So I would definitely recommend step back, become fun again. Yeah. And it's not broken. Yep. Don't try and fix it. Do that for a few days and you'll notice a massive improvement in the way you feel about him, feel about each other and the way you communicate. In terms of this relationship progressing, it's already progressing. I feel like you've been with him quite some time. I feel like you know each other really I feel like you know each other really intimately. Let's face it, you've covered all the dross, you know, all the more negative aspects of this relationship, personality and what's going on around you. So, yeah, nice clean page on that. As of right now, start bouncing again and start enjoying the relationship.
Okay.
Not trying to figure out the problem.
Right, and I won't bug him anymore.
And you,
Terry. We'll draw your reading to a close there because we've got about 5 minutes left. So
thank you so much for holding on. I will keep in touch and let you know how it's going.
Thank you for that, Terry. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, we're down to about the last 5 minutes. It's been a pretty quick show tonight.
It's gone very fast, hasn't it?
And I suppose the question is, Sharon and Chris, you guys want to come on again together so we can make a threesome again? I know that we work really well.
If that wasn't a radio show, that would have sounded completely wrong, Matthew.
I realise that, Sharon, and I said it deliberately like that to have a little bit of a titter and a laugh at the end of the show.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'd love to.
All the listeners will agree. I think that was a fantastic show. I think we all worked very well together. We all phased in very well. And I think I know a lot of the messages were quite intense. There was a lot of mediumship on the show this evening. I say this evening, it's 8 o'clock in the morning for me. So really this morning, Chris, it's nearly your bedtime, isn't it?
It is indeed. But I'll probably be up for another hour yet.
No worries. So you want to just advertise yourself a little bit, Mr. Aldous? Do you want to let everybody know how to get hold of you?
Well, like I say, the easiest way is you can find me on Facebook. If you just Google my name, put Medium Chris Aldous, ALDOUS, and you should find me straight away. I've got quite a lot of people on my Facebook. I have a special page where I actually just do the mediumship and I just tell people where I'm doing my demonstrations, and I have links to some of my paintings because I've got hundreds of paintings.
And they are very good, everyone. Go and have a look at Chris's paintings. They're awesome. He does a lot of spirit art and they are impressive. I've got to give him a commendation there. They're very impressive.
Well,
on the mention of live shows, I'm going to plug a show that I'm actually doing on the 26th of July here in Canberra with a good friend of mine here, Rhonda Wetham. It's an evening of earth and spirit on Friday the 26th of July 2013 at a home called Cuppa Cumberlong, which is in Tharwa, which is just on the outskirts of Canberra. The first half of the show is going to be Aroma Journey Shamanic Drumming with Rhonda. The second half is going to be a gallery reading, a live platform reading with myself. There is a buffet supper. The caterers are one of the top restaurateurs here in Canberra. The tickets are $45 each. Anybody from Canberra who is listening, please come along. It's going to be a pretty awesome show. It's the first of its kind. I've not worked with Rhonda before in this capacity. It's going to be a pretty good show. So yeah, look forward to hearing from anybody who is listening to the show at this time. And what I'm thinking of doing is if you mention the word, let's say, come on, Karen, Sharon, come up with a groovy name quickly, a groovy statement. You're good at that.
I'm really trying, but I've actually been sneaking and I'm having a look at Chris's artwork and quite blown away. Gosh, there's so much energy in it.
Okay, if you quote the word prophecy when you, how can we do this? Because
prophecy,
if you
can't even spell it, can't
yeah,
we say
you,
artwork?
What I'm trying to say is any listeners who come to the show and let me know that you have been listening to the show and heard the word prophecy, I will guarantee I will come to you in the audience. I will do a live reading for you on the live show.
Oh, that's really kind of you.
But they've got to quote the word prophecy. I'm just thinking on my feet here, Sharon. I was just thinking of some kind of deal, that's all, for anyone who's listening in Canberra. Anyway, we've got about a minute and a half left of the show. So I'm going to thank my fantastic guests on the show today, Sharon Tunbridge from Auckland and Chris Alders from Manchester. It's been absolutely brilliant having you guys on the show. And you will be back in the very near future. So it's been absolutely brilliant. Thank you for everybody who has patiently waited and had a live reading from us on the show. Extended readings are available. If you want to contact me or Chris on our websites, anyone who actually wants a reading with Sharon, if you contact me, Sharon's website is under construction at the moment, but I will pass your details on to Sharon. Now, it's going to be the same time, same place next week with Conversations with Spirit. Conversations with Spirit 2, our other show, goes out at 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock on a Wednesday evening. That's Australian Eastern Standard Time. That's 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Sharon and myself and Nikki Stewart will be on. We will be discussing some spiritual topics, and we look forward to speaking to you or hearing from you on our next show. But until then, I'm actually going to go out with an Aerosmith classic. It's Dream On, and we will speak to you again this time next week. So for now, bye everybody. information on myself, Matthew James, please go over to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I am available for distance readings by phone, by Skype. I also available for video readings and for absent readings, which basically an MP3 recorded reading. I also have a public figure page on Facebook. It's MJ Medium. If you put the MJ Medium into the search engine, please come over onto the page, like the page, and join in the discussions.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.